Folks, 60% of retirees said they wish they could have a retirement planning do-over. What's the biggest financial regret plaguing retirees? And what can we learn from the past to prepare better for the future? That and more coming up right now.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
What Marty just cited is a little bit disturbing. So many people wish they had a retirement do-over. That's how we're opening the show, Financial Safari. Marty Neville, president of Smart Money Solutions. Marty Neville is author of the Amazon bestseller, Retirement Smart America. And that actually is something extra you get when you meet with Marty, someone who not only is in the financial industry and has been for years, but someone who focuses on retirement planning. Now, I've got another stat for you that tells me Marty's going to be busy for a while. By the year 2030, one in five Americans will be 65 or older. Marty, get ready. It's not going to slow down any.
I'm hiring people as we speak.
So. Right. But why do you think people are so many, though, 60%? And a lot of these stats are from a Lincoln Financial Group survey. 50%, 60 said they'd like a do-over.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing is, people, they contribute to their 401ks. They put a little money on the side, maybe. And, you know, but they never put a plan together. And that's the important part is having that plan. Because you don't realize, when retirement does hit you, when do you spend the most amount of money? How many times have we talked about this, Dave? When do you spend the most amount of money? On the weekends or when it's a vacation? And when every day is a weekend and every day is a vacation, you got to be careful. And putting that plan together and knowing what to anticipate, knowing what to expect, knowing what the income is going to be, having some flexibility built into that plan is really, really important. So, 60% of retirees said they either didn't put together a plan or their plan wasn't as expected. So it's never too late. I put together plans for people every day of the week, and they're comprehensive. They go to age 100. They're long-term. They're not just some 15 or 20-year plan. This is a long-term plan. So having that plan put together for you, having it in hand that you can reference, and having it flexible so if life happens, which we all know life happens on a regular basis, we can adjust the plan to accommodate that.
Speaking of life happens, 85% said they wish they had planned better for the unexpected, like inflation and volatility. But, I mean, kind of don't you need to expect volatility anyway?
Yes. Yeah, and it depends. You know, most people think, well, where am I going to put my money? It's only got to go in the stock market, right? Well, no, there's alternatives, and I use those alternatives because I don't want my clients losing money. I try to take the volatility out of it. Yeah, we can't, hide from inflation. Inflation is there. It affects us all. It affects our buying power. It reduces and diminishes our buying power. So, you have to plan for that. And when I put the plan together, yes, I'm adding inflation into your income. So your income is growing every single year as you get older. I want it to grow because, again, things don't get cheaper. Things keep getting more and more expensive.
Oh, yeah.
So having that built into the plan, having that inflation, we all know inflation is there. But inflation on your income, that's a whole different story. That's what you need is inflation on your income. So your income grows and you can expect to be making and having a bigger income every single year.
And don't you also expect, you go beyond inflation and volatility and expecting the unexpected, and it could be life changes. I mean, you need to kind of stay ahead of the game.
Right. Well, I just became a grandfather. My grandson, that's new to me. I'm 68 years old. I'm finally finally a grandfather. But, that's a life-changing event. So I'm putting away money for my grandson. I don't know if I'm going to have any more grandchildren from my other two kids or even my daughter who just had the baby. So, but in any event, life happens, and it's good stuff and bad stuff. People die, the weddings, There's events that happen. So, you know, there's all kinds of things that happen that you want to be prepared for. And that's why I stress that the plan is flexible. So when things do happen, when life does happen, when that roof needs to be replaced and you got to, you know, your insurance company isn't going to cover it and you got to come up with $15,000, we can adjust the plan to make sure that you can afford to do everything that you need to do and make sure that your income, your general income is not going to be adversely affected.
More from this Lincoln Financial Group survey coming up, but first to get with Marty and talk about your plan, 888-519-9096, 888-519-9096. Now, 63% said that they would prefer to receive an automatic paycheck from the assets amassed to make up their nest egg. So, I mean, wouldn't you think that would be even higher than 63?
Yeah, you would think that everybody is looking forward to having that, you know, guaranteed lifetime income. And that's what I'm a specialist in. That's my focus, is to make sure that you have that guaranteed lifetime income stream. Always. It's like, you know, you can count on Social Security being there every month. Well, I want your other income. The Social Security is just one source. You should have several sources of income, and having that guaranteed lifetime income, putting that together, putting that plan together, and then implementing it and making sure that it's going to be there from the day one that you retire is really important. So more and more of my clients, they're getting to the age now where they're retiring. And they're now starting to they're waking up and saying, wait a minute, you know, what am I going to do here? I got to get something in order. And that's where I come in, to put the plan together, to implement the plan, make sure the income is going to be there from the various sources. I just recently helped a client. He turned 65 and he wanted to, obviously he has to go on Medicare, and he wanted to make sure, and he's retiring at the same time. So he wanted to make sure his Social Security and his income and everything else was in line and compliant, because let's face it, we've talked about this too, Dave. What happens if you don't follow the rules? The government penalizes you. You want to avoid those penalties by making sure that you apply for Medicare in a timely manner. You have till 70 to do your Social Security. But if you're going to retire, you know, let's have a discussion and make sure that it's the appropriate time to turn on that Social Security income, because that's another source of income from the many that I'm looking for when I meet with people.
And coming to Marty even early, so you don't find yourself, oh, I'm retired, what do I do? And as far as income, Marty will talk to you about that. That financial red zone is a great time to do it. And then, Marty, what tools are at your disposal to build that retirement paycheck?
Well, you know, look, again, we sit down, we look at the different sources of income, your 401ks, your IRAs. I recently did a consolidation. I had a client who had, you know, four different 401ks that the money was still at the different 401ks from the companies he's not even at anymore. So we're doing a consolidation, making sure that when the time is right, the income can be turned on, because now he's at another job. So he's starting another 401k at a new job. Making sure that you have that guaranteed lifetime income. And again, I use annuity products because they offer that. That's one of the features of these annuities. And that's one of the great features is, yes, it protects the money. There's guaranteed growth, and it provides that guaranteed lifetime income stream for you, not just for you, but if you're married, it also provides that income stream for your spouse. So that's really important to make sure. It's almost like having your own personal pension plan, and it is your own personal pension plan, to make sure that the income continues if one of the spouses passes away. And that's really important, because you still need to eat, you still need to pay your bills, and it's important to make sure that income is always going to be there. And the annuity products that I use will provide that lifetime income stream that you want and need for the rest of your life.
Yeah, and that's good, because you have the principal protection, you've got that income, you can have that locked in with the right strategies being implemented.
And it takes the volatility out of it. So that's even most important, is it takes that volatility. You don't have to worry that every 10 years you're going to lose 40% of your money. That's why I took my money out of the market, because I got sick of every 10 years having to lose 10 or 40% of my money and waiting 10 years for it to recover. Right. So I practice what I preach. I put all my IRAs and 401 401ks. I'm still contributing to my 401k, but I rolled over a lot of it to my a fixed indexed annuity product that's guaranteeing me, you know, 7% growth. So, hey, I'm happy with that. And it's because it's an index product. If the index does really well, I can make more than that 7%. But the bottom line is I wanted to protect my money. I wanted to take the volatility out of the equation so I don't have to worry. I'm 68 years old. You know, I don't plan on retiring anytime soon. But there's going to come a point in time where I'm going to have to start taking distributions from that money. And I want to make sure it's going to be there for me. I worked hard for it. I sacrificed. I saved. And I want to make sure it's going to be there for me. And the same thing for my clients. I want to make sure that money's going to be there for you for the rest of your life and provide that lifetime income stream.
Right. Streams of income and another, of course, and you need more than Social Security. But Social Security is another one. And Marty will talk to you about that as well. Maximizing your Social Security. That is with a comprehensive review. Marty offers it every week on this show at no cost, no obligation. And you can call in now and claim yours.
Absolutely right, Dave. So, yes, using various products that are protecting your assets, protecting your money, making sure it's going to be there, and giving you good growth in addition to that lifetime income stream, you can't beat it. So call me now for the next 10, for the first 10 listeners of today's show who call me at 888-519-9096. We'll set up a time to meet and get together and put together a plan that's custom tailored just for you at no cost or no obligation. So bear that in mind. I am a couple weeks out, so keep that in mind also. I do have a very busy schedule, so keep that in mind that it might be a couple weeks before we meet, or we can even meet on the phone. We can do a phone consultation initially, but I do like to put everything together in perspective and meet face-to-face and show you the report and hand you the report and go through it with you. So call me now. Again, my number, 888-519-9096. And we'll just leave me a short message at the end of the recording. And at the end of the show today, you'll be hearing from me. My staff prints off a list of everybody who called in. And I call everybody back and fit them all into my schedule. So call me now, 888-519-9096.
Well, it's really getting that roadmap, that financial roadmap to your retirement and talking about what Marty talks about on this show every week, which are critical components that need to be considered in everybody's retirement plan these days. When you sit down with him, it's specifically about you. 888-519-9096, 888-519-9096. So Marty's goal is to make sure that you enter retirement with no regret or as little as possible, or maybe regrets about something else, but not about your strategies and your retirement plan. That's what it's all about. Quick break, more to come. Marty, what's next?
Well, after the break, you know, whether it's due to death of a spouse, divorce, retirement, or some other major life event, women in life transitions face unique challenges. Coming up right after the break, we're going to break it all down. Stay tuned.
Look at women now, women in the financial universe and how things can be a little different for them. As Marty just said just a moment ago on Financial Safari, that life transition, especially the transition to retirement, women face unique challenges. That is this segment's topic. And Marty's going to discuss further on Financial Safari. Marty's firm is Smart Money Solutions. His website is smartmoneysolutionsmn.com. Well, Marty, I mean, that's a big thing. Already retirement, that transition into retirement, it can be traumatic for everyone. It is a little different for women for many reasons, actually, which you'll cover here.
Yeah, it is different for women than men. For how many years, you know, women weren't in the workforce. And it's only been for, what, the past 35 years or so that women have been in the workforce. So
yeah,
they've been, the savings has a little bit different. And I have a lot of women who are in the workforce, who've been in the workforce, but they took some time off to raise their families. And I'm working with several couples right now who, although they're both, the husband and the wife are both high earners, the wife took off several years to be with the kids and help, raise the kids. And now she's back in the workforce because the kids are grown and gone, just like my kids are grown and gone. Mm-hmm. And it's so, yeah, so it's a whole different story. There might be less money there for women in some cases. It's different. You got to put together a plan that's going to accommodate that. And that's, you know, I meet with a lot of single women, divorced women, and I put together these plans for them. And although it's not fair and I don't like it, it's just unfortunately the way it is sometimes. But I try to overcome all that and put together a plan that's going to put you in the driver's seat and put you in a win column every time.
Yeah, when was it that women really entered the workforce? I mean, I know probably 70s, 80s.
Yeah, late 70s and the 80s that it really took off, you know, where women really, you know, went to college, got their degrees, and then got into the workforce full time. And they've been there ever since. And I,
more,
you know,
so
I applaud
than the
them
traditional
for that.
Roles. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
I applaud
absolutely.
Them for that. Go for
oh,
it.
Oh, I do too. Yeah, and I can't believe it was such a short time ago that it wasn't like that. But to help us unpack some of the findings, here is Lorna Sabia. She is Bank of America's head of retirement and workplace benefits.
Is the difference between men and women is actually marked. And so 58% of men feel financially well. Only 36% of women feel financially well. That 17-point gap is actually the second largest that we've seen in the last 14 years.
So that's how they feel. That's like a confidence level, and that's a major gap in confidence.
Yeah, it's huge. And again, my whole focus is when I put these plans together is to give them that confidence and make them realize that, oh, you're going to be fine. Everything's going to be good. You know, it depends on, you know, again, it depends on the kind of resources that they have, how much saving they've put together. You know, but yes, they should have the confidence. You know, women should have that confidence that they and knowledge that they're going to be okay, that everything is going to be fine, and that they're going to be, you know, have the income that they need and want in retirement. Again, it all depends on the sources, whether it's a man or a woman. It all depends on the different sources of income, how much you've accumulated, and where you put it. So that's the important part. And my job is to make sure that it's going to be there for you. Again, like I said the last segment, using an annuity to protect that money, making sure that it's going to provide you that guaranteed income stream with all the different other sources that you have. So it's really important. And I agree that there's a big gap in that, and the confidence level is lower. Unfortunately, and my job, you know, women, call me. I'll be happy to increase your confidence level and make sure that everything is going to run smoothly for you, whether you're single or married, divorced, widowed, whatever the case might be. I'm here to help.
Well, I think anybody's confidence level certainly will increase when they see a plan, an actual written plan.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. You know, for men or women, couples, mm-hmm. as soon as you know, the big smile on their face, because now they realize, well, wow, things are better than I thought they were.
Yeah.
And that brings a smile to my face, and is very gratifying to me to know that yes, I could sit down and put together a plan. I have a woman who recently retired and she moved to Arizona, and I put together her plan. I implemented her plan, and she's enjoying life, you know, with not shoveling any snow here. She's not in Chicago anymore. So she's enjoying life in Arizona, and her income is sufficient to meet all of her needs and desires and wants, and she's living a great life. And I'm happy about that. You know, that gives me great pride that I was able to help her satisfy all those needs and move to a place that she's better suited for. She's more comfortable there, and life is good.
Well, it's all about the retirement that's right for you with Marty Neville. 888-519-9096. 888-519-9096. Here is more from Bank of America's head of retirement and workplace benefits, Lorna Sabia.
I think caregiving is at the top of the list. And so probably if you look at since the pandemic, the caregiving topic is smacking women in particular. It's a female topic. And so, you know, when I think about that, that's probably first and foremost. Right behind it is exactly what you just said, which is pay equity. And so, you know, when you think about even a woman's life stage versus a man, it's just different, right? Oftentimes caregiving, whether it's having children, moving away from the workforce for a period of time. And we know that women live on average 5 years longer. on average, they retire 5 years earlier and they have disruptions in their career. And so you put on top of that any disparity in pay, that actually over a lifetime can translate to about $1 million of wealth gap.
Wow. Well, she covered a lot there. You mentioned it was taking a break from the career to raise the kids. Many women do that, then go back into the career. That could help create some of that income disparity.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, she's right. Women live longer than men, generally.
But yet, she said, on average, they retire earlier.
And they retire earlier. So, yes, I understand all that. So that's something that has to be accounted for and accommodated for when you're putting together a plan. So that's the issue right there. And that's one of the questions I ask is, when do you plan on retiring? You know, if you're still working, what's the retirement date? What's the goal? You know, do you want to retire at 65? Are you going to keep working? I have men that work till that they're in there well into their 70s that are working still. It depends on what your goals are. You know, the women, if they have children, you know, by this time they have grandchildren. So they're going to want to spend time with the grandchildren more or less. I do. I wish my daughter lives in Montana. So unfortunately, it takes a little bit of planning for me to go out to Montana to see my grandson. Unfortunately, but true. The bottom line is, yes, there is going to be a wealth gap there, and my job is to overcome that. Again, it's all about income, folks. You know, that's what happens when you retire. It's all about generating that income stream. So let's put together a plan that's going to make sure that income stream is going to be there, and it's going to be just what you want and need for the rest of your life. And whatever you've accumulated, we'll use all that to make sure that things go smoothly for you for the rest of your life. So that's my focus. My focus is to make sure that everything runs smoothly for everybody, mainly women, because, you know, women, again, she's right. Ms. Sabia is right that there is a wealth gap, and I've got to overcome that. We all have to make sure that we overcome that when we put these plans together and make sure that things go the way according to the plan, according to what you're going to want and need. I mean, this is all about you, folks. It's all about you. So when I'm putting these plans together, there's only one thing that's in my mind, and it's putting together this plan that's custom tailored specifically for your wants, needs, goals, and desires.
You know, we mentioned we were talking about when women entered the workforce in greater numbers. So I just did a quick search, Propel HR, the site, and it sounds right. The economic downturn in the 70s pushed more women to work. By the end of the 70s, for the first time ever, more than half of women had jobs outside the home. They were paid, though, approximately 70% less than men. So there is an issue. There certainly are challenges. I know, Marty, and we've only got a little bit of time here, you prefer, if it's a married couple, you prefer to meet with both.
Absolutely, because the plan and everything I'm doing is affecting both. It affects both people, the income, the resources that they have. I recently met with a couple. They're both working. They actually both work for the same company, and they did very well. And I'm putting together a plan, and I'm in the process of implementing the plan. So when the time comes that they retire, they're going to be all set. And again, because women live longer, I've got to make sure that the income is going to be there, because there's going to be some income changes upon the death of one of the spouses. Let's say the husband passes away. You're going to lose one of those Social Securities, folks, whether you like it or not. One of those Social Securities goes away. So the income is going to change. I'm sorry?
You keep the greater, right?
Yes, you keep the larger of the two Social Security benefits. But, okay, so we've got to account for a decrease in income. If the husband, say, had a pension, you know, you're only going to get usually, you know, 50 to 75% of a survivor benefit on the pension. So again, the income is going to be affected. My job is to overcome that and make sure that the income is going to still be sufficient to meet all the needs that you have when one of the spouses dies, when you say your husband passes away. But if you're already divorced or if you're single or widowed, my job is to look at what you have and make sure that we can meet those needs and overcome that wealth gap to make sure that things are going to go smoothly for you when you do decide to retire, if you're not already retired.
Well, an opportunity again to come in and talk with Marty about it at no cost, no obligation.
Absolutely, Dave. So for the next 15 minutes, the phone lines are now open. Call me at 888-519-9096. I expect a lot of calls from women this morning, and we'll put together plans for you that are custom tailored and making sure that life is going to be good for you and give you that confidence that you want and need to move forward. That, you know, because I meet with people all the time, and it's like, when do you want to retire? Well, as soon as possible. Okay, well, let's find out. Let's do a report and see when that can be. So call me now, 888-519-9096. And you'll hear my friendly voice on the recording. When you do call that number, just leave me a short message. And after the show, I will call you back and we'll set up a time to get together. And I'll put together the custom tailored plan, the guaranteed lifetime income plan, in addition to the Social Security maximization report. But I can't do anything until you call 888-519-9096.
And it is a comprehensive review. One more time, 888-519-9096. Marty, what's up after the break?
After the break, there's a lot of retirement rules to be mindful of as you make your way from the financial red zone into the retirement end zone. We'll cover some important retirement age problems and issues that are important right after the break.
Life has those ages that mean something. 18, 21. We're going to cover later in life ages to look forward to, ages to make sure you don't miss so that you're not penalized. That's this segment of Financial Safari with Marty Neville, president of Smart Money Solutions. Marty, of course, helping people in his area of focus, and that is retirement. But also, Marty is a federal benefits specialist. So, you know, up on a lot of the rules and the changing of rules, we're going to look at ages. And there are opportunities here with some of these ages. Let's start, Marty, with age 50. What can you do?
Let's go back a little farther than that, Dave. I remember I couldn't wait till I turned 16 and I got my driver's license.
I forgot all about that one.
I couldn't remember when I turned 21. I could have a legal drink.
Right. No, I forgot about 16, though. I left out a biggie.
I wish I still got carded when I went into the restaurants.
Well, back then, you know, the age was like 18 for beer, at least where I lived. So Nobody really carded anybody.
Yeah. Well, when I grew up in Illinois in the Chicago area, so we used to go up to Wisconsin, where the legal drinking age was 18 for beer and wine.
Yeah.
So we used to go up there if we wanted to have a drink, but, you know.
Trivia question.
There's those monumental ages that you hit, you know.
Things to look. I've still got a couple to look forward to. Trivia question real quick. Who was responsible for raising all states to 21 drinking age? In the 80s, in the Reagan administration, I'm going to say Elizabeth Dole.
Really?
She was transportation secretary at the time, and they threatened to withhold federal highway funds if all states didn't do it.
Yeah, I agree with it. Absolutely.
Of course, the older you get, the younger 21 seems.
None of my kids live close by, so I can say this without them knowing. But, you know, if they only knew some of the stuff I did when we used to go up to Wisconsin.
Oh, gosh. Oh, I know. No kidding.
But the things are a lot different now. You know, people seem to be, kids sometimes get a little more reckless. But again, I remember doing some interesting things when I was that age.
We're all amazed we survived those ages.
Yes.
Well, now let's jump. Well, so, and I know that, I'll tell you too, I'm looking forward to personally 65 for Medicare, 67 for full retirement age Social Security.
Yeah.
But what about 50? I'm older than 50. I wish I'd taken advantage of what you can do at 50 a little better.
Well, as soon as you hit 65 or 67, I think it is, then you start going backwards. So you get back to 50, then life is good. But the catch-up provision of the IRC, Internal Revenue Code, kicks in. So now you can contribute that additional $7,500 this year. If you turn 50 this year, congratulations to you. You can start contributing more to your 401k. And that's a good thing because that comes off of that's another $7,500 that comes off of your income pre-tax. So it reduces your tax liability. So, yes, you could begin contributing more to 401ks and IRAs. Whichever you're contributing to, and keep doing that. So congratulations. And once you hit 50, the catch-up provision kicks in.
And starting next year, not this year, but next year, 60 to 63 is another catch-up age range. What about 55?
Well, 55 is the age that you can start taking if you're retired. That's the caveat. If you're retired, you could start taking penalty-free distributions from your 401k. So it's allowed. So you don't have to wait till you're 59 and a half. 59 and a half is if you're still working. That's the difference. If you're retired at 55, you can take distributions from your 401k penalty free. You still have to pay the tax on it. I mean, if you want to, that could be the penalty altogether. But 55 would be the age if you're retired that you can take out distributions without paying that penalty, that tax penalty.
Okay. How about 62?
62. Well, we all become eligible for Social Security benefits. That doesn't mean that would be the age to take them.
That you should, right.
But we all become eligible, and we can all take our Social Security benefits. And you know, there's all kinds of reasons to and not to take it at that age. There's, you know, you have to take a lot of things into consideration. Longevity, you know, how long did your parents live? Health issues, if you have health issues, maybe that's appropriate to take it early. If you're still working, usually I recommend not taking your Social Security that early, because if you make, what is it, Dave, 22,150 or something?
It's up to 23 something now.
Yeah, so if you make more than $23,000, you're going to start losing Social Security benefits. So it's usually not appropriate to take your Social Security until either you've turned 67, you're 66 in a number of months, or 67, depending on how old you are, what year you were born. It's usually not advisable to take your Social Security before that, especially if you're working, because if you make more than $23,000, you're going to start losing those benefits.
Oh, no. I told you wrong. I just wanted to get, it's $22,320.
$22,320. Yeah. So if you make more than that, $22,320, you're going to be losing those Social Security benefits, because it's just, that's why it's not appropriate to take it early. But yes, we become eligible, but you know, that's where we have a discussion to see if it's appropriate to take your Social Security and when to take it and how to take it.
And how to take it, absolutely. We'll get into some other ages on that coming up. And Marty's going to find opportunities for you with ages, and also make sure you avoid penalties with that retirement partnership that you can have with him. What could it look like? That's what you find out in a comprehensive review. 888-519-9096. 888-519-9096. Here's one of the two ages I told you I'm looking forward to, 65.
Yeah, 65, we're all become eligible for Medicare. You don't necessarily, depending on if you're still working and depending on the company and the kind of plan that you have, you may or may not have to apply for Medicare if you're still working and have a good plan, health plan. So I just had a client, he's 69 years old. He hasn't applied for Medicare yet, but he didn't have to because he works for a major corporation. And he's exempt from applying. Now that he's retired, he has applied for Medicare. So yes, 65, you have to apply. Don't forget the eligibility. You have to apply 3 months before your 65th birthday, the month of your 65th birthday, or 3 months after your 65th birthday. So keep that in mind. You want to comply, because there's a penalty if you don't.
Sure. So that one doesn't go away, does it?
Pardon me?
The Medicare one doesn't go away. No. That's like a premium increase.
No, especially if you don't buy Medicare Part B. The Medicare Part B, there's a premium for that. Medicare Part A is the hospital. There's no charge for that because you've already paid for that throughout your entire career. So there's no monthly fee. But with Medicare Part B, there is a monthly premium that you have to pay. And if you don't get B, and I encourage everybody needs to buy the B. I've been talking about this forever. Mm-hmm. You got to buy the B. If you don't buy it and you decide later to get it, they charge a 10% per year penalty for every year you don't get it. So I had a woman who didn't get it for 4 years after she was supposed to. She decided, well, I don't need it. She didn't think she needed it. And then we had a meeting and I said, you're crazy. Everybody needs it. You got to have it. So, and then she had a procedure done that cost her out of pocket big money. And then she realized, yeah, I should have bought the B. So she applied for the B. It was a 10% per year. It was 4 years. So she had to pay a 40% increase in her premium. And that's permanent. That's permanent. Right. So it's 40% increase in her premium that she has to pay. So you do it again. If you don't follow the rules, they penalize you. So I want to make sure you don't, nobody gets penalized. Just comply and do it. It's important to have it. It's going to pay for itself. Believe you me, it's worth having that be.
Well, in two more Social Security ages here, 67 and 70, and I think we're still at some people with 66 and some change for this.
Yes, yes. If you're born in the 50s, you know, if 40s or 50s, your full retirement. Now, most people are past that already. I'm 68, so I'm past my full retirement age. My full retirement age was 66 and 4 months. So I'm 68, so I'm past my full retirement age. I could easily take my Social Security. Even though I'm working, there won't be any deduction from my Social Security benefits because I'm past my full retirement age. But 67, most people nowadays, most of the people I'm meeting with, they were born in 1960 or after, their full retirement age is 67. So once you reach your full retirement age, you can take your Social Security. There won't be, and if you're still working, and there won't be any kind of a penalty for taking it, and you can, you could take it. It's going to increase your taxes. Don't forget, because Social Security is taxable, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So, but you can take your Social Security and not have to worry that you're going to lose any of the benefits if you're still working.
And we have time. Well, actually, we're short on time. We've got about 30 seconds here for 73. It's the current RMD age.
Yeah, currently
only got
73.
About 30 seconds.
Yeah. So 73 is the current age. If you're turning 73 this year or next year, those are the years you're going to have to start taking your distributions. It is going up to age 75 within the next 10 years. But currently, the age that you have to take those required minimum distributions from your 401s and IRAs is age 73 years old. So if you're at that point, we should sit down and have a discussion so we make sure that you comply. Because again, there's a penalty if you don't take your distributions in a timely manner. So yes, you do want to do that, and 73 is the age.
And here is the number. We'll give it to you in a second to call in to talk about your retirement through all these ages and phases of retirement, getting the right plan. Marty will go over that with you. No cost, no obligation for this review.
Absolutely, Dave. So for the next 10 listeners who call in at 888-519-9096, whatever phase you're in, whatever age you are, we'll comply with whatever needs to be done and make sure that things go smoothly for you. But you got to, let's put together a plan. Let's get a plan in place. If you don't have one, you need one, you should have one. So call me now, 888-519-9096 is my number. We'll put together a plan for you. It's comprehensive, and there's no cost or obligation. I'm not a fee-based advisor. I don't charge my clients. Unless you're getting a living trust or I'm doing your taxes, and I only do taxes for clients, I don't charge a fee for any of my financial services. Call me now, 888-519-9096.
And what a great call that can be, and a good use of your time to come in and talk about your retirement. Comprehensive review, no cost, no obligation, with Marty, 888-519-9096, 888-519-9096. Not done yet with the show. What's next, Marty?
Absolutely, Dave. So, yeah, how we end the show every week is questions from listeners that we get all week long. So we're going to answer as many as we possibly can right after the break.
Questions and concerns addressed by Marty Neville in this segment of Financial Safari. Marty Neville, Smart Money Solutions. His firm, his website, smartmoneysolutionsmn.com. If you go there, you can learn about Marty and the firm. And also the podcast is there with 200 podcasts there at smartmoneysolutionsmn.com. Listening on demand with that and a description on each. Well, listeners do have questions, and we've broken down some of the most common questions from this week. So digging in, we'll start with one about the possibility of long-term care. Marty, talk about long-term care on the show and how some life insurance policies can help cover costs. if you don't mind for a moment, at least breaking that down, like as an alternative, some options apart from traditional long-term care insurance.
Yeah, well, traditional long-term care insurance is just like any other insurance, just like homeowners insurance. There's a premium that you pay every year. You know, like as with homeowners insurance, if you don't, you know, make a claim, you don't get any of that money back. If you sell the house, you know, it's just you paid for that protection.
Use it or lose it.
Same thing with long-term care. You pay for that protection. Yeah, whether or not you use it, you know, if you don't use it, you've paid for that protection, but you don't have to pay. You know, you don't get a benefit out of it. Mm-hmm. But there are alternatives. I mean, there is life insurance policies. Some annuity products do offer riders that you can attach to the annuity or attach to the life insurance policy that will give you long-term care coverage. You know, if you go to a nursing home, if you have adult daycare, if you go to a facility, assisted living. So some of those riders that you can purchase on an annuity or life insurance can provide you with those benefits to use your own money, obviously, for that. And there are other benefits associated with that. I don't use them too often, but they are there. There are alternative long-term care products that are out there on the market that are fantastic. So, something that has to be planned for, because eventually we're all going to get older, we're all going to get sick, and something's going to happen. And we want to make sure that you're covered for that. We want to make sure you're protected for that. You know, plan for the worst, but hope for the best.
Mm, absolutely. It's a good policy to have, definitely. Annuities are always a hot topic. A typical scenario may include someone who's already has an income-producing annuity, and the question is, should they get another one if they still have $200,000 in cash or maybe some other options?
Well, you know, having $200,000, I meet with a lot of people, they're sitting on a lot of cash. And, you know, my question is, what's the use? What's the goal for that money? Are you planning on buying another property? Are you planning on doing something with that? Are you know, what's the goal for that money? And depending on what the answer is, having an emergency fund is great. I encourage it. As a matter of fact, I almost expect it from all my clients. They have an emergency fund, but mm-hmm. $200,000 is a little bit high of an emergency fund. You know, I usually recommend $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 in an emergency fund. That'll pretty much cover anything you need. But $200,000, yeah, you can put that into an annuity. You may not need the income, depending on what kind of money it is. I'm assuming it's non-IRA money, the way the question is worded. So if it's just cash that you've got in a savings account, yeah, put it to work for you. Make more money. Put it in an annuity. You won't have to pay income tax on the gain unless you take a distribution. So that's one of the other advantages with an annuity. If you've got that $200,000 sitting in the bank, you're getting a 1099 for any interest that you're earning on that every year. But in an annuity, you don't. It grows tax deferred. And if you never take a distribution, you never pay income tax on the gains. So it's a win-win. So that's, you know, one of the options. That's a great option to consider is put some or all that money into an annuity, make more money than you're making at the bank, and not have to pay income tax on the growth.
Yeah, definitely. Marty will talk to you about that for sure. If you schedule with him, 888-519-9096, 888-519-9096. Estate planning came up in several questions. One, whether to have a trust or not. So how do you sort out estate planning in general? Is that something you do at Smart Money Solutions?
Absolutely. That's a service that I offer. I think it's really important that everybody have. That's one of the few times I ask people to write a check because there's a lawyer involved and I have to pay the lawyer. So that's one of the two times I do ask somebody to write a check. But estate planning is crucial. I think everybody should have a trust. If you own a home or have other assets, if you have a 401k or if you have savings, you need a trust. There's major differences between just having a will by itself. For example, a will by itself is what starts the probate process, folks. Mm-hmm. A trust eliminates the probate process. Having a trust, a will by itself is actually a completely contestable document. anybody can contest your will.
We've heard those stories.
Is completely incontestable. So it's really important to protect yourself, protect your assets. It protects your assets while you're alive, and then after you're gone, it becomes a wealth transfer document. So it's really important to make sure that you're properly protected, and having a trust it does that. And that's why I offer that as a, I don't make any money. It's not about the money. I don't make any money on selling, offering living trusts to people. I just think it's important that everybody have one. And it comes with powers of attorney for healthcare, the power of attorney for property and finance, a living will. It comes with what's called a pour over will, which is like a last will. So it's really important to protect yourself, and estate planning is something that's one of those things. That's why I offer it, because it's really important to make sure that you're covered and protected throughout the entire course of your retirement and your life.
Dividend paying stocks, something that comes up regularly. So what are they, and how can they help in retirement income?
Well, you know, they do. I have one client in particular. You know who I'm talking about, Dave. You know, he always, you know, complains about how much he pays in income taxes, and I've been doing his taxes for years. And the bottom line is he gets a huge amount of money in dividends. Well, mm-hmm. dividends are taxable, and you have to pay income tax on those every year. You get that 1099-B in the mail. And so he pays, you know, he makes a lot of money in dividends. He doesn't spend the money. He just makes the money.
Right.
He's in his late 80s now. But yes, I like it when you have dividend paying stocks, because that's another source of income. That's another source of money that you have, just like interest on, you know, if you have CDs or other interest bearing accounts, that having that interest is a great source of income. So it's one of the many things I'm looking for, that if you have interest in dividends on certain stocks that you own, you know, I encourage you to keep them. You know, there's some volatility there, but if you have a good dividend, a good dividend paying stock, that's going to help with your income in the long run. And that's what I'm looking for when I put together these plans, you know, for 401ks and other savings accounts and CDs, you know, mutual funds, dividend paying stocks, rental income properties. It's that these are all the different things I'm looking for. And having dividends, yes, dividends are one of the many sources of income that you're going to have that I'm looking for. So yes, if you have dividend paying stocks, let's have a conversation about it. Chances are I'm going to encourage you to keep them.
Well, and you can, whatever your concerns are, your questions are, you can bring them with you to Marty and meet with him. Comprehensive review and another chance to call in and schedule with Marty now, and it's at no cost, no obligation.
Absolutely, Dave. So for the last 10 listeners who call me at 888-519-9096, we will set up a time to get together. Keep in mind, I am a couple weeks out. I do have a very busy practice, and that's why I'm hiring people as we speak to handle the load. Because
it's going to get worse, Marty.
How's that?
It's going to get busier.
I know. We're all getting older. We're all getting to that point, and people are retiring. I mean, I'm celebrating. This summer is my 50th anniversary of my high school graduation. I graduated high school in 1974. I don't know if I'm going to be in town for that graduation party, but 50 years ago I graduated high school. So yes, all my compadres that I went to high school with, and the years before and since, are obviously, we're all getting together and getting it at the same age. So yes, we're getting there at the same time. So call me now so we can put together plans and make sure you have a smooth retirement, a smooth transition, and make sure life goes smooth for you. 888-519-9096 is my number. I am, again, a couple weeks out. I do have a busy practice, and between going back and forth to Texas and Chicago, it keeps me out of trouble and keeps me very busy. So call me now. Get you on my schedule, 888-519-9096.
And it's a comprehensive review. Sit down with Marty. Look at your financial roadmap and all the components that are necessary in a retirement plan. Income, streams of income, a dependable income in your retirement, maximizing Social Security, protective components, proactive tax strategy, so much. 888-519-9096, 888-519-9096. Got a minute here. Did you go to any other reunions like your 40th or 30th?
I went to the 35th. And
okay.
So I think they had a 40th. Sometimes I don't get all the notifications, but I'm hoping to be in town. It's coming up in August for the 50th, reunion party, graduation reunion party. And we'll see, it'll be interesting to see.
Absolutely. I want my class only had a 10th. Nobody bothered to organize after the 10th. I didn't want to see those knuckleheads then. I just left them 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Now I'd love to. So I hope there will be at least a 50th coming.
Yeah.
That's still
so
a ways
50
away.
50 years. That's amazing. 1974 to 2024. Yes.
Yeah. Wow. That's amazing. I hope you can make it.
Yeah. So
well,
do I.
Yeah. And it's always good to reconnect. 888-519-9096, 888-519-9096 for a comprehensive review that certainly could lead to a retirement plan. And not only that, but a partnership. It's not a one and done for good retirement. Reviews are necessary as well. Marty will talk to you about all of that and provide you with, if everything goes well in the first meeting, you come back for the second, that's that written report you get. 888-519-9096. As always, thanks so much for joining us. We will see you next week on Financial Safari.
Coach P Radio.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.